JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 4. Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and Rebecca.
Abraham dies at a ripe old age, and if we view his life, he is really the ultimate revolutionary in the world. He came into a world of paganism. Paganism really means, as I mentioned earlier, that man defines God. And he preached monotheism, the idea that there are not different gods, and not every person can define God. And God defines God. And God is the one that imposes upon the world its moral order, its understanding of self, and gives mankind eternity. And that great accomplishment, Abraham in his lifetime was able to reach thousands of people, entire tribes of people. He was the prince of God in our midst, as the Canaanites called him at the end of his life. Now when Abraham dies, and Sarah died before him, so they're buried in Hebron, in the great cave of Machpelah, which Abraham purchased at great expense in order to be the burial ground of the patriarchs and the matriarchs, and it remains today the tomb of our patriarchs and matriarchs. Now the ball, so to speak, passes to his son Isaac, because his other son Yishmael doesn't want any of the responsibilities, doesn't want the problems, doesn't want to be the loner in the world. He would rather be like everyone else. Yishmael reverts to paganism, and not only that, Yishmael becomes a violent person who, so to speak, makes his living by war, by robbery, by subterfuge, and not really by very moral means. Isaac, on the other hand, intends to fulfill the goal of his father Abraham to continue to teach morality and monotheism in the world. Now, Isaac is 40 years old. He is not married yet. Abraham sent a messenger, a servant of his, to his father's house in Syria to find a wife. We all know in life, finding the right mate is probably the most important decision that anyone can make. And one's entire life really hinges upon the success of finding the right mate. And here is where Rebecca, who comes from a pagan background, King Solomon described her as being a rose among the thorns. She comes from a pagan background. She comes from a house of cheaters. Her brother Lavan is the ultimate cheater. And she comes as a righteous, holy person, marries Isaac, and they build a home together in the land of Israel. Isaac is the only one, Isaac and Rebekah are the only ones of the patriarchs and matriarchs who never leave the land of Israel, who live there permanently. And Isaac has his problems with the neighbors. They stop up the wells, all sorts of problems, because living in the land of Israel always has produced problems. But nevertheless, the ideas of monotheism, of goodness, of morality, take root in the land of Israel, in the house of Isaac and Rebekah, and in the fact that they see themselves as the heirs who carry on the work of Abraham and Sarah. I want to thank you for watching. My name is Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.